Blog Talk Radio.
I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. Come on, do you feel it? Hallelujah. Let's sing it.
The presence of the Lord is here.
The presence of the Lord.
The presence of the Lord is here.
The presence of the Lord. Thank you.
I pray for your family.
With the
blessings of about you and your family.
Yes, I bless
on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I
thank you. May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King.
Hallelujah.
Bless you with the blessing.
Yes, you've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made by whole by God. And yes, we love you.
Thank you.
Love of the Lord.
Thank you.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. At this time, Pastor Peaches says we would give us our housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Hallelujah. Oh, take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. We're ready to learn some more of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles, your highlighters, your ink pens, your pencils, your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. Everything that you're going to need to, everything that you would take to school. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As if you're sitting at the foot of Jesus and you're getting ready to learn some history, some Word of God, some scriptures. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements, whatever you're going to use for communion elements. If you don't have the communion elements that we use, take out some bread, some water, some juice, some coffee, whatever. Hallelujah. So you'll be ready to break bread with us. Hallelujah. And think of those people you want to stand in proxy for. Hallelujah. They may need healing, may need a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Just may need a touch from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Take out your, make a note that in the month of September, which starts tomorrow, hallelujah, yes, we are in a new month starting tomorrow, believe it or not, time is flying. For the month of September, we will not have the men's and women's fellowship on the second Friday night, hallelujah, but we will the next month, okay, hallelujah. But we are still having early morning devotions, so set your alarms. Redo your alarms for 6:55 a.m. So you'll be ready at 7 o'clock for praise and worship every morning. That's right, every morning. Then on Tuesday evenings, 6:55 p.m. for Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Then Wednesday, our week service. Thank you, Jesus. And then on our Sunday service, which starts at 3. If you're not able to be here for the live service, you may tune in to our virtual service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have a wonderful time in the Lord. This past Sunday, we were taught about the virtuous woman. Hallelujah. And the phenomenal woman by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. In the month of September, our speaker will be Pastor Viola Wright from the Bible Way Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In from South Baltimore. Hallelujah. Come out and hear the word of God being preached. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to bring your pennies when you come to church, because we are assisting Dr. Herlene Russell building that hospital in Uganda. Yes. And don't forget to visit the ministry website. Hallelujah. Go to rymmi.org and look and see what the vision of the church is and the mission. And there's also a GoFundMe, Renewing Your Minds Ministries International. Hallelujah. We believe in God for big things. If you don't, if you have troubles getting to that GoFundMe, just send me a text and I'll send you a link. Hallelujah. We believe in God for big things. We can minister to the city of Baltimore. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And the first Sunday in September, this coming Sunday, is Friends and Family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for friends and family. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I want to remind you that we're going to be getting ready to put names of our family into the atmosphere of blessings. So I want you to get ready to do that. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For that. And we thank God for our new building, for the amenities, for the classrooms,
amen,
for the fellowship hall, the
thank you,
beautiful kitchen, for the
Jesus,
fine offices, spaces.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God for the parking, like for the way the building looks. It's awesome. And we'll be moving into our new building very soon.
Thank you.
We'll alert you to that very soon, because we're going to have a special
hallelujah,
special service on that day. So stay tuned for that. Hallelujah. But thank you again for hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The housekeeping suggestions on today. And you know what, Pastor Peaches? When I was slightly younger than I am now, I went through some tough times. Things were tight. I wasn't right. I might even been a heathen or an infidel at times. I wasn't even thinking about God. But you know what, Pastor Peaches?
Well, Pastor,
somebody prayed for me.
You, Jesus.
They had me on their mind.
Thank you, God.
They took a little time to pray for me. I know my mother prayed for me. I could believe my brother and my sister prayed for me at some time. The preacher prayed for me.
Hallelujah.
I believe the uncles and aunts, and then I believe the people that didn't even know me but heard my name decided they're going to pray for me too. They're going to call out my name to the Father God. And you know what, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
It worked. Hallelujah to God. The word of the Lord says the fervent effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. I think James says that. And I thank God for that. Well, we're going to pray for others.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. As we play the song, the prayer in the background.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We're going to put people's names up to the atmosphere of blessing. And I know we won't be able to hear you, but you need to do that too. Because somebody prayed for you.
Thank you, God.
They had you on their mind. They didn't just say, Lord, bless everybody. They said, Lord, bless this one. And they called out your name. And that one, they called out your name.
Jesus.
They called out your name and your name and your name. Hallelujah. And God moved. So we're going to do the same thing right now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow as we place our loved ones in the atmosphere of blessing. Love doesn't require blood, it requires love.
Thank you, God.
And Lord, let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. There may be some enemies. We're going to pray for them too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell.
Hallelujah.
Sterling and Reggie and Perry and David and
Bird
and Alan and Donya and Tiffany and Bianca.
Hallelujah.
Our family. Hallelujah. Coco and Steve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise
Saint June,
Dolores Hart,
Al Curtis,
Pamela, Andrew Hart, and Ralph
and Xavier Rainey.
Hallelujah. We pray for Pastor Steen. Hallelujah. Pastor Theodis.
Evelyn Jones.
And Brother Harl and Brother Jim. And Sister Irene and Sister Joan and Sister Lil. Hallelujah. We pray for Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica.
Okay.
Oh, yes, and Joshua and Little Mitch and Pastor Mitch and Darlene Wong.
Mikey Jones.
Pastor Lewis Wright and Pastor Viola Wright. We pray for Pastor Don. In
the name of Jesus.
Lady. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Apostle Margie Mercer.
Hey.
We pray for Apostle Dustin Hopper. First Lady Sharon Hopper. Dr. Sharon Hopper. We pray for, hallelujah, Apostle Bishop. Hallelujah. Dwight Smith and Our Lady Linda Smith and Sister Sandra Orange and Elder Tommy Orange and Brother Larry Orange. We pray for Sister Brenda Wright, Dr. Brenda Wright,
mm-hmm.
Glosser, Dr. Audrey Bird, hallelujah.
Lord.
Before, glory to God, Shakari Laboria. Sister Angela Jennings Hill. We pray for Elder Rosetta
Cotto.
We pray for Elder QBC.
Name of Jesus.
And Prophet Cynthia. We pray for another Prophet Cynthia. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, bless
hallelujah.
Your name. Hallelujah, glory to God. We pray for, hallelujah. Bishop Larry Somerville, S.R.,
yes.
And Pastor Larry Somerville, J.R., and
hallelujah.
Elaine, Pastor Elaine,
yeah.
Hallelujah, oh, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, we say glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah for
yeah,
hallelujah. Corinthia
right.
Johnson and Loretta and James Johnson and Sean and Juan Johnson.
Right.
Hallelujah, we pray for Janetta McCoy and Byron McCoy, Senior Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior.
Right.
Hallelujah, glory to God. We pray for Evangelist Margaret Pearson. Hallelujah, we pray for Raquel and we pray for Isaiah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah,
amen.
We pray for all of the children, Raquel's children. Hallelujah,
yes.
Glory to God. We pray, glory to God.
Bless
for George Dukes and Tavon and Maurice. We pray for Dominique and Dominique and Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and Latricia and another to Latricia. Tiny, hallelujah, and Kimberly and another Kimberly, another Kimberly, and hallelujah, glory to God. And Pamela, another Pamela, another Pamela, still another Pamela.
And more.
Hallelujah, glory to God. We pray for Danielle, Danielle, another Danielle, still another Danielle. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has made me glad. Glory, glory, glory. Has the Lord made you glad, young people? Hallelujah. Are you glad that you're back in school? Well, think about it. We all need an education. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In all things, give thanks. Hallelujah. This is the will of God concerning you. Hallelujah. What day is it? What day is it? It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I do that, I think about the commercial I've seen on television, and I see the camel walking through the office building. What day is it? What day is it? It's hump day. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Young people, I want to speak to you from my heart, and I was thinking about this, starting back to school, starting in a new school can be pretty, it can be frightening. It can be challenging. Hallelujah. It can be, new beginnings can be a challenge. But new beginnings, new challenges. Okay? But there's a scripture that says, write your vision and make it plain. And a lot of times when you have a goal that you want to do, you want to reach, a lot of times if you write it down, you can see where you're going. Then you can make different steps towards it. You can break it down. You say, oh, okay. Because sometimes just something in your mind can be so insurmountable. But when you write down stuff, you say, oh, okay. I think I can do this. Seeing it all written down and broken down in sections, don't seem so bad. I think I can do this. I think I can do this. Okay? Habakkuk 2 says to write your vision. So therefore, you may be in your last year of school. You may be in your first year of high school. And you know the types of grades you want to make. You know the types of friends you want to have, okay? Some parts is your parents' responsibility to write out, fill out applications that your company may bring home, maybe for the lunch program, maybe for the bus, the bus you're supposed to get on after school and stuff like that. But some of it is in your hands. You can't lay in the bed in the morning and expect mom to come pull you out. You big boy now, you big girl now, okay? Set that alarm at night. Turn off the television at a certain time. Say your prayers and go to sleep so you can wake up fresh in the morning. Lay your things out at night. So in the morning, what if it just so happened that you may oversleep a couple minutes? You're still able to go wash them little musty spots and jump into your clothes, put the book bag on your back and out the door. The more you're able to do the night before, the less you have to do that morning, okay? So, therefore, some of the things we can do, we can take off some stress. We can take stress out of some of our daily things that we have to do that would cause some stress. So things don't look to be so insurmountable. And Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Not some things, but all things. You may come upon that teacher that wants things just right, that wants wants every I dotted, every T crossed, every period at the end of the sentence, and then take great the points off when it's not like that. But you can do it. You can do it. You can ask God, Lord, show me. Before I pass in my work, show me, Lord, just what my paper's supposed to look like. Do I have everything that she said that she want? Okay. Your friends. Bad friends, bad communication corrupts bad friends or friends. When friends have bad, when they're bad, they have bad communication, it just spoils everything. Watch who you hang with, okay? Sometimes you may have to walk alone. You may have to walk alone. God will give you some friends. God will give you some friends. Hallelujah. And if they aren't doing what's right, talk what's right, you don't want them in your circle anyway. Hallelujah. Take the word try out of your vocabulary. I will try to get to school in the morning on time. I will try to do all of my homework. I will try to be a good student. I will try. No. Take T-R-Y out of your vocabulary. It leaves room for failure. Do not use the word try. You are or you aren't. So therefore, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you.
Go ahead now.
So therefore, you are a winner. You will get up on time. Your parent will not have to come into your bedroom every morning and throw water on you or pull you out the bed. No, that's your responsibility. Show some growth. Show some maturity from last week. You are getting older. You're moving into a new era of your in your life. You can do it. Don't allow different things you know you're supposed to do be cause stress on your parent. Don't let your parent have to call you, come banging on your door. Are you up? I'm getting up. Then 5 minutes later, she come knocking back again. When you're supposed to be up, then brush your teeth and getting into your clothes. No, everybody have a job to do. You're a big boy now, big girl now. It's not time. It's not your parents' job to come in and brush your teeth, brush your hair, wash your face, and all this. No, some things we can do. If we were doing that, if our parents was doing that last year, this year we have to show some growth, some maturity, and we are able to do some things for ourselves. We're moving. We're progressing. We're going along. We're getting along. We're bigger. We're getting older. Some things you do for yourself. There's a word for it that's not able to, that's in the same spot today that was in the same spot that they were 3-4 years ago. The parents still brushing their teeth, still dressing them, still putting their shoes on the right foot, shoes on the left foot, but we're not going to go there, okay? You think about it. But the word of God says, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Tell God the kind of year you want to have in school. If you want it, when you get out of school, if you're old enough to have a job after school, tell God the kind of job you have. If you want to go to college, tell God the types of classes you want to take up. You can even go, when you're in high school, you can even start taking your college classes, even while you're in high school. Tell God what your heart's desires are. He already knows them. He wants to hear you say them. Hallelujah. When God bless you with some finances, don't spend every penny. You're going to, there at school class trips and things that you may want to participate in. Don't let your mother or your dad always be the ones pulling it all out of their pocket. They have to pay bills. You have something to pull out of your pocket. You say, Ma, I know the trip is $15. I already have $7. And she wondered, like, where did you get that from? It's money I've been saving up for my allowance. So it's money I've been saving. Wow. That would impress your parents. Hallelujah. Boys and girls, God bless you with a wonderful, wonderful school year. May he give you the desires of your heart. May he bless you. May he protect you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand. The enemy upset the plan of Satan in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to put the angels at the doors of every school. Lord God, the windows, the back door, the side door, the front door. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every spirit that try to rise up against the spirit of God in the name of Jesus. There will be no active shooter incidences. There will be no craziness in the schools. No pedophiles waiting for the children when they get out of school. No crazies or surrounding, Lord God, no incidences on the buses, on the MTAs, on the yellow buses. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the children. Give them, Lord God, a beautiful school year. Protect them. Lord God, provide for them everything they need and more. And some, Lord God, allow them to retain, Lord God, what they learn in school in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, let our children not be labeled. Let them fall as cell, Lord God, above anything, any label anybody try to put on them in the name of Jesus. It's negative. Father God, we just thank you for blessing our children, allowing them to excel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They're your children, Father. Protect them. Bless them. Hallelujah. You're able, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we know you're able to do it exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think. Lord God, bless the parents. Hallelujah. Give them the child care that they need.
Amen,
Lord. God, give them the gas in the tank they need. Give them the money in the bank that they need. Give them the teachers. Give them favor. Give their children favor. Hallelujah. With the principals, with the teachers. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God. Protect them as they walk to school. And Lord God, the ones that live close enough to school to walk, protect them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the drivers be in the cars, be patient with the children crossing the streets. Lord God, put enough bus drivers out there. Put enough safety guard and safety patrolmen out there on the corners, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for a wonderful, blessed year. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Father. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I thank God for that. Thank God for your children's corner. Pastor Peaches, if I may, I just want to share just one, maybe a couple of things. Number one, what's easy to do, children, is also easy not to do. You can easily do certain things on this day. So don't put it off, because tomorrow you don't know what you're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what's easy to do is also easy not to do. So do it today. And the other thing I wanted to share is where there's a will, there's an A. You want an A, your will has to be in line with the teacher. I'm talking about the good teachers, the righteous teachers who don't have no alternative motives. They're going to share with you what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and you do exactly what they say do and how they say do it and turn it in when they say turn it in. And guess what? They can't help but give you an A.
Mm.
If they give you anything less than an A, you say, you told me to do this, and I did this. You told me to do that, and I did this. You told me to turn it in this, I did that. And I only have a B. Why didn't I get an A? And they have to look at it and say, you're absolutely right. You crossed all the T's. You dotted all the I's. So where there's a will, if you want an A, you can have one. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the awesome Children's Corner on this evening.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah,
salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Our Lord God Almighty,
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
At this time, hallelujah, I wanted to ask you another question other than the usual question, but I think I'm not going to do that tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it makes you feel good. Because I could ask you how to spell something, but I'm not going to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. That would be nice today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what time is it?
It's Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Peaches, that's the meal that heals.
Oh, yes.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thanks. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 30. Is the text for Holy Communion. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord, for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
For the meal that heals.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
In the text today, it says to examine yourselves in a course. It never failed when I was younger. And it still happens to me. Every time I hear about taking communion, I think about, you know, the sins and things that I've committed ask God for forgiveness because I might have missed something. I don't want to miss anything. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for his covenant name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that you're Jehovah's Sitkanu. You are the Lord, our righteousness and forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we thank the Lord for that. And in the text on today, it says to examine yourselves. And I thank God for his word that helps us do that. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says in Isaiah 53 and 5, he was wounded for our transgression, Jesus was.
Oh,
he was bruised for our iniquities.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus was. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, Jesus. And with his stripes we are healed.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. 2b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1 and 5 says, Jesus washed our sins with his own blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through this blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper which it was sent. And one of the things that you put above yourself, Lord, is your word. Psalms 138:2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Shakare Mahu Shakare Yamayana Bariana. Choloria Bashatara Mayana. On the same night, Shakare Mahu Shakare. And with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Was betrayed. He took the bread. And even before this, let's do this. I don't think he did that. He lifted up the elements already. So he took the bread. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He took the bread. And he thank God. And we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in Sacred 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, greater miracles. Right now, all over the world, right now, happening instantaneously. Your word says in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John 3:1-2 and 1 John 1:12-13 and Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread of today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night that he was betrayed, he took this cup. Hallelujah. And when you had given thanks, we thank you again. You declare, this is my,
in remembrance,
this is
of you.
The New Testament. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is the New Testament in my blood.
Your body broken.
Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
For us.
Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance.
Hallelujah.
Of you.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. Oh, thank you, God, for sleep, sleep. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught threat, brings to nil, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexation. We call that fire of heaven. In Jesus' name, on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexation. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul type. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion and today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this meal. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our extended family, according to those scriptures. We decree and declare that we are men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and
25.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peters.
Hallelujah.
I feel the anointing rising up in me right now. I feel it like fire shut up in my bones. What time is it now?
Hallelujah. Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Yes.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in the mighty, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus.
I just want to make sure that all of you out there that are listening, you got something to write with and something to write on, because I need to share something with you. I need to ask you a question. Hallelujah. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a man named Rene Descartes. Yes, he's French. He was born March 31st, 1596, and he died July 11th, 1650. But the most significant thing about this philosopher, this teacher, is a phrase that has lived longer than he did. He said, I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am. Some people may want to question, am I really alive? Are you thinking? I think, therefore I am. Now, the title of today's message is, what zone are you living in? Tell a neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
What zone are you living in?
What zone are you living in?
Tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
What zone are you living in?
What zone are you living in?
Now, you might be by yourself, and you look in a mirror, or you just say, self, what zone are you living in? I know that somebody's thinking right now that some folks just zoned out. I ain't talking about them. We all, if you think you're living. And so there are four zones. I want to talk about. Before I talk about those zones, Pastor Peaches, can you read the addresses on today?
John 1, 1 through 4, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, Romans 1, 17b, Galatians 3, verse 11b, Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3, Isaiah 60, 1 through 3.
And if you need those scriptures again, you can text Pastor Peaches and she will send them to you. But I want to do a sidebar right now and get off the subject real quick, because I wanted to do this and I forgot to do this. Pastor Peaches talked about morning worship at 7 o'clock in the morning. The telephone number to call to join us is not the same one that you call to hear our service. The telephone number is 605-475-4800. That's 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Again, that's 759-849-POUND. And you call that at 6:55 to get on the call, praise and worship in the morning. All right, now back to our regularly program show or whatever the TV says. Hallelujah. I had to say that because I thought about that earlier, but I needed to give that phone number. If you still need that phone number for morning worship, it's different from our service time, our service number. You can text Pastor Peter for it again. Anyhow, let me back up again. There are four zones that we live in. Now, before I even go there, boy, I tell you, let me do this. In 1943, the Postal Service of the United States did something new to help speed up delivery of the mail. They instituted zones. In fact, July 1st, 1963, at the urging of a gentleman named Bentley Hahn, who worked for the Postal Service, they came up with the speed even faster the delivery of mail. By the way, the acronym ZIP stands for Zone Improvement Plan. Oh, I bet you didn't know that. Hallelujah. That was to speed up delivery of stuff that you should have or hopefully you wanted. I'm not talking about junk mail. I'm talking about stuff that you wanted. The love letter from a loved one, a check, IRS, or a check from somebody, anybody, your paycheck, whatever. They wanted the speed delivery of the mail. Well, you have four zones that you live in. And they're supposed to, the idea is that they're supposed to help you.
Mm-hmm.
The four zones, you might want to write this down. You got the twilight zone. You got the dead zone.
Mm.
You got the comfort zone. And you got the God zone. Okay, let me go over that again. You got the twilight zone. You got the bed zone. You got your comfort zone, and you got the God zone. The twilight zone is powered by your carnal imagination. Ain't nothing real about that, because it's the twilight zone. Then you got the dead zone, and you know about dead zones. You're driving, and you got your cell phone, and you're trying to get reception, and then your cell phone, no reception, because you're in a dead zone.
Amen.
The reality, the rational state, what your senses are telling you powers the dead zone. And you know that your senses a lot of times get your whole body in trouble. That's what powers the dead zone. Then you have the comfort zone. Do you know what your comfort zone is powered by? Powered by fear. Your fear gives energy to your comfort zone. You don't try new things. You don't go new places. You don't do new things. You don't do that because you are powered by fear. Often, they say that the definition something that is alive does, it moves,
it grows, yes,
and it changes.
Yes,
your death hopefully ain't gonna move without somebody moving it.
Amen.
Glory to God. It ain't gonna grow. In other words, you come in one day and your desk is 3 feet tall, and the next day you come in and it's 4 feet. No, it ain't alive. That's why we started off with Rene Descartes. I think, therefore I am. We're talking about all those that think. Your comfort zone is powered by nothing else but fear. Fear that you're going to get stressed out. Fear of failure. Fear of loss.
Amen.
That you won't match. Be like the Joneses or the Smiths or the whomever. You won't make it. Fear of all of that and more. That's not the place to be in. The next zone is the God zone. The God zone is powered by faith. I said the God zone is powered by faith.
Praise God, that's right.
So the opposite of faith is fear. You're in your comfort zone. Wow. Okay, Pastor Peaches, can you read that first scripture?
Yes. John 1:1-4. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
That's the God zone, y'all. Are you living in the God zone? Are you living in the twilight zone? Let me give you an example of the twilight zone living. Somebody builds an imaginary castle in the sand and then lives in it. He in the twilight zone. Example of being in the dead zone. I can't. I'll try, but try, as Pastor Peter says, leaves the door open for failure. oh, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that, and this, that, and that, da, 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 da. That's why I can't do this, that, and the other. They are full of all of that and alibis. They're in the dead zone. Then you got folk in the comfort zone. Oh, they say stuff to us, well, no black people have done that, or no big people have done that, or no little people have done that, or no white people have done that, or no Native American, whatever you are, nobody's done that. All right, boy, that might put me in jeopardy. Oh, there might be something that will hurt me. Yeah, power in your comfort zone. There's less stress, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you just chilling. You let you know. Ray Charles said, "Let it do what it do." That's all you do. You let it do what it do. And you think that's the right place to be. You wrong as a two-headed quarter. Now, there's some two-headed quarters out here. You know that, don't you? We'll throw it up in the air. It says, heads I win. And they throw it and catch it and see that both heads are so they win. Hallelujah. Anyway, comfort zone. You, is not using your faith.
Praise God.
Give me another scripture.
Proverbs.
Got to understand this.
5 and 6.
What does it say?
It says, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways.
In some of thy ways.
In all thy ways.
Feel the ways.
And he shall direct thy path, all your ways.
See, my opinion at 50 cents, won't even buy a cup of coffee today.
Amen.
My opinion at 75 cents won't even buy a submarine today. Submarine sandwich, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm talking about food. I must be hungry. Anyhow, I don't want to hear your opinion. I want to hear the word of God. Don't tell me about what people say. In my opinion, I think, I don't care what you think. You know what I care about? I care about what God thinks. You know what God thinks? No, I don't know. Life is an open book test. His book. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Where is the mind of God? What is the mind? It's in the book. You can read, find out his mind. That's what he thinks. I'm going to think what he thinks. I'm going to say what he said. I'm going to talk. I'm going to walk the way he walks. That's what I strive to be. That's why I'm moving towards spiritual maturity. I want to get to that point, y'all. I ain't there yet, but I want to get there, y'all. So my opinion, and a dollar, won't even buy a slice of pizza now.
Mm-mm-mm, for real.
Hallelujah. So don't come to me talking about what you think. Come to me and talk about what the words say. Because when the word says it, that settles it.
That's right.
I don't care if you had a whole school that said one thing and the word said a different thing. Thank you, Jesus. I'll stand on the word. Because it's a rock. Some other ground is seeking sand.
All other grounds.
You heard? Do you hear the words that's coming out of my mouth? It's for somebody tonight who think that their opinion means something. It don't mean a darn thing in the God zone. Get the next scripture.
As it is written, it's Romans 1:17b, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
In the God, Amy, you're supposed to be living in the God zone. You're not supposed to be living in the twilight zone. You're not supposed to be living in the dead zone. You're not even supposed to be living in the comfort zone. You're supposed to be living in the God zone. Because what you say?
Just shall live by faith.
Read the next scripture.
Galatians 3:11b. That says, the just shall live by faith.
God said he did a rerun. He did a underscore this thing. Try to get you to understand this. If you ain't living by faith, you ain't in the God zone. Don't even tell me I go to church. I don't even want to hear it. Are you living in the God zone? Are you living by faith? Give me another scripture.
Isaiah 43:1-3.
This is going to take care of your comfort zone fear. Your comfort zone ain't propelled by righteousness. Your comfort zone is not propelled or empowered by goodness. It's propelled by fear. It's powered by fear. Go ahead, read that scripture.
Isaiah 43:1-3. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.
Stop right there. Jacob was a trickster, a sinner. Israel was redeemed of the Lord. Same person, but after a transformation. Go ahead, read.
Fear not.
Wait a minute. Stop there. It said what?
Fear not.
In other words, get out of the comfort zone. Pastor Peaches, I think you shared in one of your messages, there are about 365 or 66 fear nots in the Bible.
Oh, yes. Enough for every day of the year.
You know what? There's a song. I got it in my song album. I think God is trying to tell somebody something. And see, this message for me, too. Go ahead now. Go ahead, read.
So I have redeemed thee. I have called thee
right there. I'm talking about the saints of God. I ain't talking about folk that don't know God. We're talking about the people that know God. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I give Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee.
Egypt for ransom. He brought you out to rescue you. And Ethiopia, all that, he gave you treasure, blessings. I'm going to tell you something. Y'all got to understand this. You in your comfort zone ain't the place you ought to be. If you don't have, there is some stress that God says, you go ahead and you can take it, but you hand it over to me. That's why Matthew, was at 11:28-30, talks about, take my yoke upon you and learn of it. Come unto me all year that labor and heavy laden. You got, heavy laden means you carrying this stuff. You got, your faith is going to be a little weighty at times, but you come unto him, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you peace. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, you give me yours, and you take my and learn of me. Stay in the word. Don't stay in your opinion. Don't stay in the wisdom of man, the carnality. You get in the word. Don't try to twist the word. You stay in the word. My God, boy. Go ahead now.
Isaiah 60, 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Stop. You have gotten the truth. And see, knowing the truth is going to set you free. Now, I have told you there are four zones. The twilight zone, the dead zone, the comfort zone, and the God zone. Where are you supposed to be living? You're supposed to be living in the God zone, y'all. You name the name of the Lord? You're supposed to be living in the God zone. But it's shaking the voice of God. If my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. That's the God zone, y'all. God wants you in the God zone. Joshua told folks, look here. You got to choose who you this day, whom you going to serve. Serving God, you're going to need faith. That's the God zone.
Amen.
Or you can stay in the twilight zone, the dead zone, or your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all want to go back to Egypt. We could have died in Egypt. Blah, 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 blah. If you just want to slide through life, just stay in your comfort zone. Be motivated and be powered by fear. Where you going? No place. But what you've done already, what you feel comfortable in, your comfort zone. But when you get in the God zone, okay, God said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Hallelujah. God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. I am more than a conqueror. Romans 8:35. Come on now, y'all. That's stuff in the God zone.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read some more.
Isaiah 60:1-3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the last scripture, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise God. Father God, we thank you for what you shared on today. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest of the seed sown, that it will be 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we praise your name, and we glorify your name. We honor your name in Jesus' name. Pastor, peace is the floor is yours.
Thank you for your word.
Thank
God for your word. Hallelujah, for it never changes. Hallelujah, and take that. Thanks. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, please address your envelope. All right, MM PO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you'd like to give us a call after the broadcast is off, for a prayer or for the scriptures, that phone number is 410-444-5152. If you like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart,
hallelujah,
to make him the Lord of your life, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. There's no better life than to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask them to come into your heart. Young people, you're not too young. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save you from your sins. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He has the best life. Yeah, he wants to, the things that he want to show you, the things he want to do for you. Hallelujah. Because he loves you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Yes. Blessed the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.